Well, I live in West Jordan. I'm a business owner in West Jordan. I'm a husband. I'm a father. My kids attend schools. One of my kids attend a school that is 0.3 miles, 2,000 feet from where the prison would go. My other kids attend the elementary school where the town hall will be hosted tonight, and I have another son at a high school. My kids are involved in the community. I'm involved. My wife is involved. We are concerned. We love our city. We love where we live. We purchased our home out here, and this is one of those emotional arguments that we don't want a prison here. We're concerned about what it will do from an emotional standpoint to property values, to other things that we didn't expect to have in our backyard. So we got involved because we were concerned, we were worried, and we didn't get involved because we didn't think our city was doing enough. They are great. Our mayor is doing everything he can. Our city manager is doing everything they can. The city officials are doing everything they can, along with our state legislators who are on our side. So it's not as though we didn't feel like we were being represented. We wanted to add our voice to be a strength to the city. We met at a kitchen table in a neighbor's home, a committee of 8 or 10 of us, and we decided we have to do something. And that was a week ago Monday. And our grassroots effort has grown. It has built. We have seen flyers throughout the neighborhoods. We've seen hundreds of signs posted throughout the neighborhoods. A Facebook page was created, and it started with just a handful. It has grown to nearly 2,500 members of that page in 5 days. The residents are on board. There is a wave of enthusiasm, and tonight we hope that this town hall meeting creates a tsunami of support and unified effort in getting this prison off the list.